A school bus arrives at a little before 7 a.m. to take 5-year-old Mia Chavez and her younger brother Armando on the 10-minute drive to the new center. The Chavezes live in Rantoul while their father works in the fields. The bus will make 3 stops along the way to pick up more dreary-eyed, grumpy kids still adjusting to the early hour. But in about an hour, all of that changes.
There's some kids trickling in who got here late who are still eating.
At the center, Armando Chavez is in one room, sculpting different figures out of Play-Doh, while his sister Mia is in another room, making a fort. This classroom space was vacant about a month ago. The center's been spread out all over Champaign County, while its clinic has remained in Vermilion County. But now both are in a permanent location where a large portion of the migrant population takes up residence. The federally funded Head Start program covers most of the cost for families who want to utilize the center's services. Its executive director, Martha Gonzalez, estimates that nearly all of the families the center serves, like the Chavezes, migrate from Texas to work for a few months for a large agricultural company, like Pioneer, Monsanto, or Syngenta. In addition to United Way, these companies also support the center. Then when the harvest season ends, the families go back to Texas. Gonzalez says there's a misconception that the center serves illegal immigrants.
I think people judge because they don't understand. They don't know. It's illegal to hire somebody undocumented. And if people understand, they just want to work. They just need the jobs. And that's why they move here.
Gonzalez says moving back and forth between Texas and Illinois can be hard on these kids. But she says the center has staff on hand to talk to children who are having trouble adjusting.
Soy yo, Emily Elizabeth, y este es Clifford, mi perro.
One of the teachers is Araceli Marmolejo. She reads her students a Spanish language version of Clifford, the big red dog.
I used to be a migrant kid, and it is hard. It is hard to adapt. I used to go at Washington State from Texas all the way over there. They're lucky. They don't travel that much. It's just 24 hours away.
But Marmolejo says even a shorter move is no easy transition for a child, which is why the center's role is even more important. It keeps their minds working.
Can you say, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday.
Leading the kids in song is Ty McMillan, the center's assistant education coordinator.
Friday, Saturday, now we're all done.
McMillan says the biggest challenge for her as a teacher is condensing entire lesson plans into a schedule that aligns with the harvest season. But she adds that it's even more difficult for her to say goodbye when it's time for her kids to return to Texas.
It is such a short-term thing, but I like to think that this little short time that we get to spend with them is going to enrich their life somehow. I know that it does mine.
After the class breaks from story time, they go outside for recess. Mia Chavez walks towards the playground, adjacent to the center. She sees her little brother Armando in the distance, walking in the opposite direction with his class.
My little brother.
The little brother, would I say hi? Armando.
The Chavez's plan to stay in Rantoul until the end of the year, a couple of months longer than most migrants. The center's director, Martha Gonzalez, says about one migrant family each year decides to make Rantoul their permanent home. The center's slated to close the second week of October. Gonzalez says if demand for the center grows, then she would like to see it stay open year-round for whoever needs it in the community. I'm Sean Powers, Illinois Public Media.